your classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. Today, we're going deep and learning more about caves.
That's right. We're on day two of our article called Seven Spectacular Caves. Yesterday, we looked at the first four.
Right. We looked at some of the largest and most interesting caves. That doesn't mean that today's are not interesting, though. We'll learn more. Let's jump right into our first reading.
Seven Spectacular Caves. Astonishing stalagmites, stalactites, and other natural formations fill the impressive Reed Flute Cave, located in Guilin, China. The cave earned its name from the reeds that grow in the area, which were once used to make flutes. On the inner walls, visitors can read poems and other writings, some of which date back to the Tang Dynasty.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 reed 这个名词，意思是芦苇。譬如 tall reeds grow along the quiet lake, swaying gently whenever the wind passes through them. 高高的芦苇沿着宁静的湖边生长，每当微风吹过便会轻轻地摇曳。reed 也可以指木管乐器的簧片，譬如A clarinet produces sound when air vibrates through a thin reed attached to its mouthpiece. 当空气通过连接在吹嘴上的薄簧片产生震动时，单簧管便会发出声音。成语 broken reed 字面意思是折断的芦苇，常用来形容不可靠的人或是物。来看例句。A broken reed describes a person or thing that seems reliable,but fails when support is needed. 折断的芦苇形容某人或某物看似可靠，但是需要提供帮助时却完全靠不住。
We start our lesson off today in China, where we are going to explore a very ancient cave that people have been exploring for quite some time.
And right off the bat, we learn two very cave-related terms here, friends. We see stalagmites and stalactites. Let's talk about what these things are.
Oh, I loved these words as a young kid. They just sound like so much fun. Let's talk about them. First of all, stalagmites. These are rock spikes that grow up from cave floors. The opposite is stalactites that hang down from the cave ceiling. Now, I always heard a little trick from my teachers growing up to remember which is which.
Maybe I heard the same trick. What did your teacher tell you?
The stalactites hang tight to the ceiling, while the stalagmites are mighty on the ground.
That is the same thing that I heard as well. So you can remember that, friends, in that way. Stalagmites are up from the ground, and stalactites are coming down from the cave ceiling.
Yes. Well, let's go in and read. Astonishing stalagmites, stalactites, and other natural formations fill the impressive Reed Flute Cave, located in Guilin, China.
All right, we see a word that we should take a look at here, friends. A flute is a musical instrument that you blow.
Absolutely. Many school choirs or school orchestras will have a flute player. Again, they blow into it to make music.
And a reed flute is a specific type of flute. So this cave is named after that instrument.
Yeah, the cave earned its name from the reeds that grow in the area, which were once used to make flutes.
Okay, this makes sense. Now we know how this cave got its name. Let's learn more about what's actually inside of the cave. On the inner walls, visitors can read poems and other writings. Let's talk about what a poem is.
All right, a poem is often a short writing, though it can be quite a bit longer, with rhythm and feeling to it.
Some people really love to write poems in their free time as a way to put their thoughts on paper.
Yeah, some people think of poems as always having rhyming to them, but that is not always true.
No, it's not. And we see here that there are poems on these cave walls.
Yeah, some of these date back to the Tang Dynasty. That is quite a long time ago.
Yeah, so it sounds like this cave has been around for a long time, and there were people in this cave a long time ago as well.
Absolutely. And the poems from the Tang Dynasty period are some of the most famous Chinese poems. Students still recite them to this day.
Sounds like a pretty incredible cave to visit, friends. But there are many other caves that are just as interesting. Let's learn about another one of them now with our next reading.
Seven Spectacular Caves. Fingal's Cave, perhaps one of the world's most unusual caves, can be found on an island in Scotland. It consists of multi-sided stone columns that were formed by an ancient volcano. Fingal's natural properties make an ideal setting for creating echoes that maximize the sound of ocean waves within the isolated cave.
Volcano 这个名词意思是火山，譬如 The volcano erupted suddenly, sending ash high into the sky. 火山突然爆发，将火山灰喷向高空。Volcano 的形容词是 volcanic, 意思是火山的。Volcanic rock 就是指火山岩。譬如 Volcanic rock covered the beach, forming sharp black stones along the shore. 火山岩覆盖了海滩，沿着岸边形成了锋利的黑色石块。 Volcanic 也可以用来形容一个人的情绪突然爆发，如火山喷发一样。例如 Peter had a volcanic reaction after discovering his hard work had been erased from the computer. Peter 发现自己辛苦工作的成果从电脑中消失时，爆发了如火山般的强烈反应。
Alright, friends, we're leaving China and traveling somewhere very far away from there. Now, let's go to Scotland.
Alright, the cave that we're looking at in Scotland is called Fingal's Cave. Fingal's Cave, perhaps one of the world's most unusual caves, can be found on an island in Scotland.
Okay, it is unusual. Something that is unusual is not common, or it's very different from other things that are like it.
Let's use the word unusual in a sentence. The shape of that rock is very unusual.
So this cave is described as unusual. It's very different from other caves. It can be found on an island in Scotland. It consists of multi-sided stone columns that were formed by an ancient volcano.
Multi-sided is an adjective that describes something that has many different sides.
Well, let's use that in another sentence. You might say, this picture is multi-sided. Flip it over to see the other picture.
If you remember, friends, yesterday we talked about this term, columns. These are long, thin, pillar-like structures that often connect to the floor and the ceiling of caves. And we hear here that these columns in this particular cave are multi-sided.
Yeah, they might not necessarily reach all the way to the ceiling or the floor, but they do look very unique, making this cave unusual.
That's right. Let's learn more about it, friends. Fingal's natural properties make an ideal setting for creating echoes that maximize the sound of ocean waves within the isolated cave.
Let's talk about a few of those things. First of all, this cave has properties. Things that have properties, well, they have features or qualities, things that make them unique.
Here's an example. The material of that coat has special properties that keep you extra warm in the snow.
All right. It has properties. We also see that it can maximize the sound of the ocean. That word maximize means to make something as big or sometimes even as good as possible.
For example, you could maximize your time wisely. That means you're using your time in a way where you get the most done or enjoy yourself the most. You are maximizing your time.
So we can create echoes that maximize the sound of ocean waves within what kind of cave?
Well, we hear here that this is an isolated cave. If something or someone is isolated, it means that it is closed off or distanced from other areas.
You might be in a room that is isolated from the rest of the hotel. It might be harder to get there. It's separated.
Now, isolated can be a negative term, friends, if you say something like, she feels very isolated from the rest of the class.
Yeah, in that case, maybe she doesn't feel like she has good relationships with the other people in the class. You could even say she feels lonely.
Well, in this case, the cave is what's so isolated. I wonder if it's difficult to get there to hear these interesting echoes.
Yeah, we did say it is on an island off of Scotland. I know a lot of the islands in that area. The weather isn't very good there. It's hard to get there. It's very rainy. But you can see some interesting things.
So far, we have two choices of caves to visit, friends, but we have one more to learn about. We'll do that right after we go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The crown jewels. This term makes us think of a royal palace with guards everywhere, spotlights shining on a velvet cushion holding the most dazzling diamonds, rubies, and golden crowns you've ever seen. Those treasures are so precious and important that they're literally called the crown jewels. In everyday English, we borrow that idea to talk about anything that's the absolute best, most valuable, or most treasured part of something. Crown jewels means the most prized possessions, the highlight, or the most important features of a person, place, or thing. It's often used with a bit of fun or exaggeration. For example, the museum's crown jewel is the ancient Egyptian mummy and its golden mask. And also, Grandma's crown jewel is her secret cookie recipe. Here are three more regal sayings fit for a king or queen. Fit for a king means something is luxurious, high quality, or extra special. For example, we had a picnic with fancy sandwiches and fresh strawberries. It was fit for a king. Rule with an iron fist describes a leader who is very strict and controlling. For example, the old coach ruled the team with an iron fist, but they won every game. Live like royalty means enjoying a super comfortable, pampered life. For example, when we stayed at the fancy hotel, we lived like royalty with room service and fluffy robes. I once called my collection of shiny rocks my crown jewels. My friends laughed, but I guarded that shoebox like a royal vault. These regal phrases add a touch of fancy drama to everyday talk. Who doesn't love feeling like royalty sometimes? Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Seven spectacular caves. Melissani Cave, located on the Greek island of Kefalonia, differs from most other caves, which are dark by nature. At midday, light flows through a collapsed portion of the cave roof, illuminating the lake below and creating a magical blue glow inside the cave. Considered one of Kefalonia's crown jewels, Melissani is one of Greece's most photographed destinations. These superb caves remind us that some of the greatest wonders lie hidden from view, waiting to be discovered. For those daring enough to venture inside, the reward is a world shaped by time itself.
Superb 这个形容词意思是极好的、卓越的。譬如 ,The team submitted a superb report that clearly explained the project results. 该团队提交了一份出色的报告，清楚地阐述了专案的成果。Superb 加上字尾 ly 就是副词 superbly, 意思是出色的、极好的。譬如 ,Alex handled the surprise schedule change,superbly without becoming stressed. Alex 在面对突如其来的时程变动处理得游刃有余，丝毫没有压力。另外我们来学一个形容词 spectacular, 意思是壮观的、令人惊叹的。譬如 The concert ended with a spectacular light show that everyone loved. 该场音乐会以深受大家喜爱的壮观灯光秀作为结束。好的，以上就是今天的 Language Lab,I'll see you next time.
Friends, our cave exploration journey is almost over, but not quite yet. We have one more cave to explore. We'll stay in Europe for this one and travel over to Greece.
We are looking at Melissani Cave. It is located on the Greek island of Kefalonia. It differs from most other caves, which are dark by nature. Okay, I'm curious to learn more about this, friends. But first, let's talk about what it means to be by nature.
All right, so this is dark by nature. Caves are dark by nature. That's how they naturally or originally are.
Here's a way you could use by nature in another sentence. Cats are curious by nature. So we hear here that this cave is not dark by nature.
Yeah, of course caves are dark by nature. They're underground or in mountains. It's hard for light to get in there, but this one's unique.
Yeah, we hear here, at midday, light flows through a collapsed portion of the cave roof. Okay, so it sounds like the roof of this cave is collapsed. That means it fell down suddenly.
For example, an old bridge might collapse. That's when it falls down. Suddenly, it breaks apart. That's what happened with the roof of this cave. My question is it still a cave then?
That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that, but let's talk a little bit more about what's happening here. The roof of this cave has collapsed, illuminating the lake below and creating a magical blue glow inside the cave.
That does sound pretty magical. And we have a great word there, that word illuminating. To illuminate something means to give it light, or it means there is light shining on it.
Here's an example. The lamp was illuminating the hallway. We do use illuminate or illuminating in a slightly different way as well, friends. If something is illuminated, it then means that you can understand it.
Or that you're made aware of something. Well, this sunlight illuminates the lake below during midday. It creates that blue glow.
All right, so we learn more about this very special cave, friends. Considered one of Kefalonia's crown jewels, Melissani is one of Greece's most photographed destinations.
And that's a big accomplishment, I will say. Greece is a place lots of people love to travel to and take pictures of.
That is for sure. It sounds like this cave is worth checking out.
All right, we continue. These superb caves remind us that some of the greatest wonders lie hidden from view, waiting to be discovered.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it? Caves are underground or maybe in the side of mountains, or in some cases on an isolated island. And we might not realize that they're there, but they are very beautiful nonetheless.
That is for those daring enough. We see that in our next sentence. Someone who is daring is very brave. They're willing to take risks.
Here's how you could use daring in a sentence. The explorer was daring. And we see daring in the next sentence here in our article as well. For those daring enough to venture inside, the reward is a world shaped by time itself.
Hey, who's going to give me this reward if I go to a cave?
Well, that's not what we mean here, Garrett. We are meaning that if you go to the cave, it will feel like you have received an award. This is something that you get that's good because you did a good job.
Okay. You might use that in another sentence and say that hard work brings rewards. That might be money you get from your boss, or just the feeling of accomplishing something.
And the feeling we feel here is getting to experience these beautiful caves. They are like a world shaped by time itself.
Yeah, we do know that caves took a long time to form, and now we get to explore them ourselves. What do you think, friends? Are you ready for a cave adventure?
I think I might be. After hearing how amazing and unique some of these caves are, I'm rethinking my decision to not like caves.
Ooh, and I definitely enjoy them. It's been a long time since I've seen a cave. Well, friends, keep thinking about this as we go and watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 earn one's name from 的句型。这是一种拟人化的表达法，用来描述某人、某地或某事物因某原因而得名。动词 earn 带有实至名归的意涵，表达某个名称跟某个历史背景、地理特征或事件等等有密切的关联。来看这个例句。The island earned its name from the dense forests that once covered its hills. 这座岛屿的名称源于过去覆盖其山丘的茂密森林。
Friends, we have explored those 7 spectacular caves, and that means we can take a look at today's Talk About It question. Are you interested in exploring caves? What are some pros and cons?
You know, based on what we said before, friends, you might think my answer is yes, but my answer is actually no.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, that word explored there makes me think we're going to some part of a cave that no one's gone to before. We're not sure what's there, and we're trying to figure it out. Maybe we're researchers or adventurers. That sounds pretty scary, but I would love to go to a cave where lots of people have been.
What if we change the word to visit? Are you interested in visiting caves?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think that would be my answer as well. I would want to make sure that the cave was big enough that I didn't feel trapped, and I would also want to make sure I had a guide with me as well.
Maybe that last cave we talked about is perfect for you, Anne-Marie. You wouldn't feel trapped because there's no ceiling.
Oh, that is a good point. Maybe I'll have to visit Greece and take a look for myself. We've talked about 7 caves, friends. Which one is your favorite? Which one would you like to visit or explore? That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.